We're talking with Dave Ellis, who is with the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition. And they've been very concerned about the proposed bio-high-tech garbage proposal for the city of Rensselaer. There have been some good news recently in that both the city had, I guess, rescinded its previous permission and the state was requiring them to start all over again. But apparently, BioHighTech has come back with an even worse proposal. So, Dave, can you bring our listeners, you know, up to speed? What's going on with this proposal?
Yeah, so BioHighTech is doubling down. They're trying to make their point adamant that they want to make Rensselaer home. And they're expanding their footprint. Now they're saying on the site they would also like to add a solar farm and pretty much make their footprint even larger here in the city of Rensselaer, just a stone's throw from the Hudson River on a contaminated brownfield site.
Can you briefly explain what this project is actually designed to do? I understand it brings in garbage and then tries to pull out maybe plastic and paper and that sends that off to get burned someplace. But can you run us through the, you know, a general scope of the project and what some of your concerns might be?
Right. So BioHighTech wants to bring in 150,000 tons of solid waste into the city of Rensselaer. This is a new technology that has never been tried before, only once in the entire country. They would dig two massive pits in the ground inside of a climate-controlled building with negative air pressure. So basically, the air stays inside of the building and the stench is not able to leave the property. The garbage trucks from around the entire capital region would come and dump solid municipal waste inside of these huge pits inside the building. The paper and plastic would be separated, shredded, dried out, and then turned into a burnable fuel called a solid recovered fuel, which would then be trucked in massive trucks to cement kilns to be burned as a substitute to coal. Now, this technology has been peddled by BioHighTech in the past, but they told us previously that this was just a composting operation, which was a complete lie. Our concerns are that this facility would add to the burden on the city of Rensselaer. We're already impacted by the ever-growing Dunn landfill. This facility is just a stone's throw from the Hudson River, located on a contaminated brownfield site that was the previous home of BASF, a chemical company that had years of toxic chemicals leaking into the ground surface, which is a detriment to the environment. So we're concerned about these chemicals being able to get into the river when the property is disturbed and these pits are dug and the cap for the brownfield cap is pierced. So there's many concerns involved with this project.
Cement, you mentioned that, you know, they want to ship this, you know, created fuel to cement kiln to be burned. You know, cement actually is probably the single largest industrial source of greenhouse gas emissions on the planet. I think last I heard it was about 8%. And it just seems like more and more of these cement kilns are looking to burn really nasty stuff. You had the situation over in Ravenna where they're trying to burn tires, and they basically Norlite, which is a not quite a cement kiln, but is an aggregate kiln, same sort of principle, is, you know, the largest, only commercial hazardous waste incinerator in New York. And isn't my recollection that if you end up burning, you know, paper and plastic together, that one of the problems is that it creates dioxins as one of the byproducts of the burning process?
I'm not sure. I believe you're correct, but I'm not positive on that statement.
Okay. So, you know, how are other local governments feeling about this? I know many of the other local governments in the Capital District, you know, their landfill has sort of run out of space. Are they sort of supporting this project as a way to dump their own garbage over into the city of Rensselaer?
Well, we know that the Albany and Colony landfills are almost living their life expectancy. They've had problems with the Colony landfill expanding so close to the Mohawk River, and a lot of the waste stream at the point of time when there was problems with the Colony landfill expanding was actually diverted to the city of Rensselaer and the Dunn construction and demolition dump here in the city. So, you know, there is a huge problem with getting rid of waste in the capital region. So if this facility did come to Rensselaer, I'm sure a lot of municipalities would be sending their waste stream here. I'm not sure if they're in support of the project or not. But we did ask Dennis Soriano, the director of development for BioHiTech, where they planned on sending the waste, solid recovered fuel waste, to be burned. He would not give us specific locations. We asked him if he would commit that it would not be sent to the kiln over there in Ravenna, and he wouldn't agree to that statement. So we're very concerned that they're going to try to accept the solid recovered fuel to burn over there, and that's a big problem for our region because those pollutants can go all over the place once they're burned.
Now, it turned out that this particular proposal had been, actually initially, I guess, sort of planned for Orange County, but apparently the company decided to abandon Orange County and come up to Rensselaer. Have they given any explanation as to, you know, why they moved the proposal?
Yeah, so I asked Dennis Soriano on a recent Zoom meeting what their reasoning was for leaving Orange County. And he pretty much told me that the land there wasn't suitable. It would been too far for trucks to bring waste, and there was just a lot of undesirable areas there on the site for development. What we believe was the case is that Orange County heard that this wasn't going to be a great project environmentally, and they, you know, basically told BioHiTech to get packing, but that's not what Dennis Soriano claims.
So what's the, you know, sort of next step in this project? It does seem like the city of Rensselaer is not as gung-ho as it once was, and the state has finally begun to take the project seriously, denied initial permits for it. How does this project move forward, and how does the public have input?
Well, right now, the mayor, Michael Stammel, here in the city of Rensselaer, said that he would require the BioHiTech to basically start over from ground zero. Their permit applications with the city, their planning approvals have expired, and they're now going to have to start over again, submit an entire new plan. And hopefully during that process, the city planning board will require a full environmental review to be placed underway from BioHiTech, which is what the DEC is saying, that it's now up to the city of Rensselaer to basically make the applicant start over again. And once the city either gives their approval or denial, then the DEC will move forward with the process and require the applicant to take further steps with them to make sure they're following all, you know, state and legal guidelines. And then after that, they, you know, if they got the approval from DEC, they could move forward with their state and air quality review permits.
So we only have about a minute left. I'm talking with Dave Ellis, Rensselaer Environmental Coalition. So sort of two-part question. One, I kind of remember that the mayor of the city is also the chair of the county legislature, and I thought he was proposing some type of legislation at the county level to stop all these garbage along the Hudson River. So what's the status of that? And if people want to find out more about this project or Rensselaer Environmental Coalition, how best do they do that in 50 seconds?
Well, the solid waste moratorium in the county was put up for a re-vote to extend it. It was approved and signed by the county executive, Steve McLaughlin. So hopefully that has some legal weight with these types of facilities along the Hudson River, you know, in a mile along the Hudson River. And to get involved with the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dunn Landfill. And we also have a brand new website coming soon, rensselaerenvironmentalcoalition.org.
Well, thank you very much, Dave Ellis, Rensselaer Environmental Coalition. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.